This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea's ruling party has kicked off a major annual meeting with economic policy on the agenda. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Instead of a New Year's Day speech, leader Kim Jong-un in recent years has used the year-end plenary meeting of the Workers' Party of Korea as a platform to outline policies in key areas such as diplomacy, security, and the economy. This year's meeting began on Monday with Kim at the helm, the official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, reported, capping a year that saw Pyongyang conduct a record-breaking wave of weapons tests that sparked concern and warnings from South Korea, Japan, and the United States. KCNA quoted Kim as saying North Korea's power has, quote, remarkably increased in all fields of politics, military, economy, and culture, end quote. He made the statement in his report to the meeting. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Taiwan says that China's military sent 71 planes and 7 ships toward Taiwan in a 24-hour display, a force directed at the self-ruled island. The increased military activity came after China expressed anger at Taiwan-related provisions in a U.S. annual spending bill, defense spending bill, passed on Saturday. In Washington, an official at the White House National Security Council said China's military activity near Taiwan was destabilizing and risk miscalculations and undermines regional peace and stability. Buffalo residents hovered around space heaters, hunted for cars buried in snowdrifts, and looked for more victims Monday after 28 people died in one of the worst weather-related disasters ever to hit western New York. The rest of the United States also was reeling from the ferocious winter storm, with at least another 24 deaths reported. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that the situation at the front of the Donbas region was difficult and painful and required all of the country's strength and concentration.
Bakhmut, Kremina, and other areas in Donbas, which now require maximum strength and concentration. The situation there is difficult and painful. The occupiers are using all the resources available to them, and these are considerable resources, to achieve at least some advance. And I thank all our boys who stand in their positions, stand strong, and who nevertheless find opportunities not only to not lose anything, but to knock out the occupiers to destroy them.
Meanwhile, the Russian military says it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside Russia. A second group in 2 days of weak and exhausted Rohingya Muslims landed on a beach in Indonesia's northernmost province on Monday after weeks at sea. At least 185 men, women, and children disembarked from a rickety boat at dusk at a beach in a coastal village. And local police chief Fauzi, who goes by a single name, distressing video circulated widely, and social media showed the 185 dehydrated and exhausted Rohingya crumpled weakly and emaciated, many crying for help. Members of France's Kurdish community held a silent march to honor those killed last week in a shooting at a Kurdish cultural center in Paris. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Prosecutors have called it a racially motivated attack. A 69-year-old Frenchman is facing preliminary murder charges over the shooting. The suspect told investigators that he had aimed to kill migrants or foreigners and then had planned to kill himself. He also said that he had a pathological hatred of non-European foreigners. Turkey has summoned France's ambassador, describing the marches by Kurdish activists as black propaganda. Some protesters marched in Paris with flags of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party. All suggested that Turkey was linked to the shooting. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 1,000 senior Israeli Air Force veterans, including a former Israeli chief of staff, on Monday urged the country's top legal officials to stand tough against the incoming government. In a letter to the chief of Israel's Supreme Court and other top officials, they said the alliance of religious and ultra-nationalist parties threatens Israel's future. The letter was delivered days before the new government is to take office. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.